Part 4. The next morning, George said to his wife, I've got an idea, Grace. The whole trouble with Gloria is that she thinks of Robbie as a person and not as a machine. So, of course, she can't forget him. If we can show her that Robbie is just a pile of metal and wires with electricity, then maybe she would stop missing him. What do you think? What are you planning? Simple. Last night I arranged a tour for us at the U.S. Robots Company. The three of us will go, and at the end of the tour, Gloria will understand that a robot is not alive. Mrs. Weston looked at her husband. Why, George, that's a good idea. The next day, the three of them set out for the U.S. Robots Company for their tour. The general manager, Mr. Struthers, explained everything to them step by step. Finally, they reached a part of the factory where only robots worked. Gloria looked at the robots that were working around a table across the room. She couldn't see for sure, but one of the robots looked like it was Robbie! She shouted loudly. One of the robots almost fell down and dropped what he was holding. Gloria went crazy with happiness. She ran down the stairs and toward her Robbie, her arms waving in the air. The three terrified adults stood frozen when they saw a huge tractor driving very fast towards Gloria. It took a few seconds for Mr. Weston to realize what was happening, and he ran after Gloria. But he could not catch her. Mr. Struthers waved wildly at some men to stop the tractor, but they were only human, and it took them some time to do something. It was only Robbie that acted immediately and quickly. He ran with his metal legs right toward Gloria. Everything happened at once. With one big metal arm, he picked her up and away from the tractor. Half a second later, the tractor drove by in the exact place where Gloria had been standing. Gloria didn't know what was happening. Her parents were hugging her, but she turned to Robbie. She had found her friend. Mrs. Weston was at first very happy, but then she looked suspiciously at her husband. You planned this, didn't you? George Weston gave her a very small smile. You put Robbie here so that Gloria would find him. Well, I did, said Weston. But Grace, how was I to know that she would almost be killed when she saw him? And Robbie saved her life. You saw it yourself. You can't send him away again. Mrs. Weston turned to Gloria and Robbie and watched them for a moment. Gloria was holding on to Robbie's neck and hugging him. Robbie's metal arms were around the girl, holding her lovingly, and his eyes were a deep, deep red. Well, said Mrs. Weston at last, I guess he can stay with us until he rusts.